Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Lester.
That's Tammy Coxon with Tammy's Tastings, and we are surrounded by tiki material everywhere.
We are at Max's South Seas Hideaway, and this is Grand Rapids' brand new tiki bar, and I have been dying to make it here, and I'm so glad that I did. And we've got Mark Sellers with us today.
So what was the idea behind it?
Well, I've been wanting to do a tiki bar for years. I own some other restaurants, but I've collected and been a fan of tiki bars for years. So about 5 years ago, I got this idea that I was going to do it, and I just never got around to it till this year.
Every square inch of wall, ceiling, and floor is tiki-themed. That looks like you've been collecting for a while.
So in 2017, I bought a collection of tiki artifacts that had been collected over years by a guy in California. And it was the largest collection of vintage tiki stuff from old Trader Vic's locations, Kona Kai, Kontiki, Hawaiian Hut, all these old famous tiki bars that are now torn down and gone. But I've got all these hundreds of artifacts from the 1940s, 50s, and 60s that I had in my collection that we now have inside Max's. So you can basically walk into a collection of stuff that nobody's seen since the 1950s, 60s.
This is a tiki history museum.
Yep. I don't use the word museum that often because I'm afraid people will think that means, you know, boring or kind of stodgy, but it is kind of like a museum for tiki fanatics, yeah.
So I have visited a lot of tiki bars, and the only other ones that I've seen that have this sort of level of decor are those last few remaining tiki palaces from the 1960s, the Mai Kai in Fort Lauderdale, Hala Kahiki in Chicago. And so this, to me, I walked in and I was like, this is what it would have been like to walk into a new tiki palace back in the 60s.
Sure. The whole idea of a place like this is that you forget there is an outside world when you're in here. It's an escape from reality, and we get people that are in here 3-4 hours because they just kind of don't want to leave. It just feels so nice, warm, and inviting. And especially in the winter, you don't want to go outside into that Michigan winter once you're in here.
How does that translate to the drinks you make here?
Well, the drinks were developed by my business partner on this project. His name is Martin Cate. He's a James Beard Award winner for a mixology book that he wrote a couple years ago. And so we use recipes from his book, which he wrote and trained all the bartenders. And we've got 45 cocktails on the menu. They use a lot of fresh squeezed fruit juices, so no pre-squeezed or nothing frozen. Everything's squeezed in-house. We make our own syrups. We have our own recipes and names for the drinks.
Martin Cate is really one of the big names in tiki in America right now. So that, for me, when I heard that he was involved in this, I was really excited. You have another partner too, right?
Yeah,
Gecko?
That's right. He's a Hawaiian artist named Gecko. So it's me, Martin Cate, and Gecko, the three of us partnered on this bar.
Yeah. Well, after all that talk about tiki, I think tiki drinks are next, right?
Let's do it.
So I'm standing here at the bar with Jeremy Williams, and he's got a great lineup of ingredients here. Jeremy, what drink are you making for us today?
This is the Max's South Sea Swizzle. It features the New Holland Freshwater Rum as well as a Michigan maple syrup.
Well, how do you make this thing?
So this recipe calls for a 3/4 ounce freshly squeezed lime juice, 1/2 ounce of the Michigan maple syrup. We use 1/2 ounce of John DuTaylor's Velvet Falernum. We use 1/2 ounce of Plantation Overproof OFTD rum, and we use 1.5 ounces of New Holland's Freshwater rum.
Lester and I have used that New Holland barrel rum. It's really good, but it lacks a little bit of the depth that we sometimes look for in tiki drinks, so I really thought it was fun to see you blend that with a heavier Caribbean rum to bring some of those flavors, and that's really classic tiki form.
What was that rum again?
So it's called Plantation OFTD. It's an overproof rum. It's a blend of rums from Jamaica, Guyana, and Barbados.
So is this the popular one on the list? Is this a signature cocktail?
It is a signature cocktail, and it is relatively popular. The idea of blending the rums in the tiki culture is there just to ensure that a complexity and depth of flavor is achieved.
And then you used a technique that we haven't talked about on this show before. Usually we've shaken drinks, we've stirred drinks, we've even built drinks and talked about that. But what was the technique you used to mix this one up?
A swizzle cocktail is a name that reflects the manner in which the drink was made rather than what goes into it itself. And we use a tool called a lele to rub between our hands, to move around that crushed ice really rapidly, almost like blending it in the glass so that it's just frosted to perfection, in other words.
So folks at home probably don't have a lele that they can use. What could you use at home if you wanted to swizzle this drink up?
A bar spoon. I would even say go ahead and use the cocktail shaker if you'd like and get away with it here.
So with the bar spoon, you just, like you used your hands to rub it back and forth to make it rotate, you do the same thing with the bar spoon?
Yeah, any bar spoon with a coil, really, that runs vertically.
All right, well, let's take a taste of this. Tammy, you want to have a sip?
I don't know that
When it comes to tiki drinks, that's about all I get out of her. Wow, that's got some depth. There are layers there.
Yeah, so you get all your nice spice elements from this, the citrus and the Caribbean flavors, but we also introduce a little bit of a rustic element with that Michigan maple syrup.
You know, it's a kind of a running joke on this episode because I don't like rum. I'm told that I just haven't had it right, and boy, if that's going to be rum for me in the future, I want it. That's really nice.
Spend more time here. We're going to have about 160 rums on our list for you to...
All right, well, cheers.
Cheers.